Yeah, Australia has won the Ashes series. They've retained the urn. Well, sorry, they've got the 1-0 lead. They can't be surpassed in this Ashes series. They've got a victory at Old Trafford by 185 runs on the back of some Steve Smith heroics again. Let's find out what Jeff Henry Lawson thought of the performance. G'day, Henry.
Good morning, Terrence. I'm sounding a bit dusty, but you might understand that was a bit of a late night.
Yeah, it was. And the boys, we're seeing some images. Well, up until about 45 minutes ago, they were still at Old Trafford celebrating.
And probably still out in the middle of the wicket square.
Yeah. Yes.
Although it could be a bit chilly there tonight at Old Trafford. But look, many reasons to celebrate. Many, many reasons. That is a wonderful, wonderful victory in this test match. But to retain the Ashes under a lot of pressure for different reasons, playing pressure, the pressure brought about by the Cape Town fiasco, the reintroduction of Smith and Warner, lots of things happening. So this is a great victory.
Do they go with Dave Warner in the fifth test?
Look, I think you do. If they hadn't won this test, maybe not. He may have been forced into that change. But having retained the Ashes, I think you stick with one of your senior players.
Yeah, the other thing is, and I'd stick with him because it is the fifth test, you've already got the Ashes. He's got a fairly good back catalogue, Dave Warner, and there's no other opportunity for any other player to really stake their claim, Henry, anymore.
Well, that's a big... I mean, we
play in 3 days' time.
Yeah, I mean, are you going to bring Bancroft back in who hasn't played since the second test match? And he played the Derbyshire game, but he hasn't played any test cricket. Would you bring Mitchell Marsh in? Probably not. You just stick with Dave.
Or do you bring Usman Khawaja back? But, is he going to open the batting in the first test of the summer here, Dave Warner?
Well, I think that'll depend on form back in Australia. So it'll be totally reassessed for that first test in Australia. I think they've got a number of Shield games before the first test starts, and you might just pick it on form. He won't be a walk-up. He won't be an automatic, that's for sure. But if he's in form for New South Wales, you know, guys like Joe Burns will be a chance to be being in that side as well. So it'll be a little bit of hit the reset button for a couple of those guys at the top of the... I mean, both sides, the tops of their orders have failed spectacularly.
Yeah.
Because the bowling's been terrific. That's certainly one reason. Let's just play this last test match, get over that, celebrate terrifically, and get back to Australia and reassess.
As the wise old man of fast bowling, you got to pick one and only one to bowl for yourself, your country, your team. Who do you go with, Josh Hazlewood or Pat Cummins?
Yeah, I'd probably go for Josh Cummins.
Come on, mate.
Oh, look, both were absolutely outstanding. Look, I'll just go for Cummo in front of the big Hoff, because he led that attack. Got the two wickets late yesterday, which really made a huge difference to how the game progressed on the fifth day. But he was just fast and furious and accurate the whole time. And look, Hoff wasn't far behind him at all. Terrific pressure they put on. It wasn't a great wicket to bowl on. It was pretty hard, a little bit up and down, but you could survive on it. But they just stuck at their tasks outstandingly, and both were terrific. But if you want me to pick one, I'll go for Cummo for his 4 for 43.
Okay.
And playing Mitchell Stark worked.
Oh look, I thought the combination was terrific. Yeah. He only got one wicket, but. A couple of big factors. Left-handed, good footmarks for Nathan Lyon.
Yes.
And even though Lyon wasn't his best, he had that split index finger, which he was sort of rubbing and holding all day yesterday during the innings. Having a split index finger, it's like having a dislocated toe if you're a fast bowler or a broken finger if you're a batsman.
Right.
You know, it made it really difficult, but he still did his job terrifically well. So Stark provides footmarks for him.
Yes.
Left-handed difference. I think the combination of bowlers they put on was a really balanced attack, and everybody deserved a pat on the back.
Would that keep him out of the next test match, Nathan Lyon?
I think it's a possibility. Let's just, as they say, wait and see. It was only 3 days.
Yeah.
It's going to start on Thursday. And those finger injuries, they're reasonably common for the spinners, but it just depends how bad it is. I mean, when you've got to bowl, you know, maybe 30 overs and innings, it's not an easy thing to contend with. But, you know, he did get through the test match, bowl reasonably well.
Yeah.
Look, that's a little bit of a wait and see one.
To think that Ricky Ponting couldn't win an Ashes series in England, and yet Tim Payne, who he made mention of it in his comments after the game today, Henry, that I think it was 18 months ago, he was going to take a job at either Puma or Kookaburra as a bat rep. Now he's been able to win that series over there. How do you summarise the contributions of Tim Payne during the course of this Ashes series?
Well, it's not just been during the Ashes series. It's been since March in Cape Town, hasn't it?
Sure.
March last year when the kerfuffle occurred, and they looked around for a leader, and they got Tim Payne, who was always a leader for Tasmania, but was he good enough to be in the team? As you said, he was heading off from Tasmania to Victoria to become, I think he was going to work for Kookaburra.
Kookaburra, was it?
You know, but to get back into Test cricket and just on what you perform with the bat and the ball. Yeah, the bat has been terrific. The keeping's been wonderful, but the leadership has been instrumental in this victory. And that's not just changing the bowlers and setting the fields. That's been the conduct of the game by this Australian side.
Mm.
So he deserves a huge pat on the back.
Mm. He's made a fair contribution, you'd think, Steve Smith.
Oh, yeah, not bad. You know, okay, I guess.
I mean,
one bloke had a go on text message for him throwing away his wicket in the second innings with ill discipline, playing unorthodox shots. Which...
Well, I think he did that at. He also threw his wicket away. I think it might have been Lords when they were going to declare, and
for runs. He would have had another. I reckon he would have had another 200s if he wasn't batting for the moment.
Team focused.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's wonderful that a player who batsmen can be selfish beings.
Oh. No.
I mean, that's a part of the territory. No, I don't say that as a criticism. That's a part of the territory.
Mm. Yeah.
But even no matter what Steve Smith's doing, it is making the bulk of runs for Australia. He still can play the team game. He can still just get on with it and do what he's got to do, which is a great place to be. But he has been, I mean, it's stating the bleeding obvious, but he is the difference almost between these two sides. He is. Just the superlatives, you just run out of them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Do you would have seen guys like Barry Richards, Graham Pollock, these guys. You obviously played against Viv Richards. Like he's better than those guys. Statistically, he's better than those guys. And the incredible thing is he came off a really low base when he started, and he's just getting better and better, Henry.
Yeah, well let's go back to the start where he was batting number 8 and playing as a leg spinner.
Yeah.
And not making many runs in his first sort of half a dozen test matches. Yeah, look, it's extraordinary. He's second to Bradman.
Yeah.
That's saying something because no one's ever going to be matched with Bradman, but to average mid-60s, is, I think, like that's, 13 runs better than someone like Viv Richards, who was a phenomenal player. We pay 50 as a batting average as the benchmark for modern greatness, and he's another 30% in front of that. So it's hard to put Steve Smith in any sort of niche because he's got his own niche. He's got his own technique. He's got his own style. His idiosyncrasies are now world famous. Can you imagine all those 12-year-olds are off practicing Steve Smith idiosyncrasies?
Jeff, please don't encourage it. Please. It's bad enough now. It was bad enough before he went for the 12-month break, right?
I think it's definitely grown, I wouldn't use the word worse, but it's certainly grown more extravagant, hasn't it? I mean, I just laugh when I watch him bat. It's ridiculous. You know, he lets on go and he's pointing the bat back at the bowler, or he's flat on his back and he's practicing his cut shot. It is just It is unique.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mate, good to chat under such wonderful circumstances as we celebrate the Aussies retaining the Ashes, the Aussies winning that fourth test at Old Trafford by 185 runs. Thanks, Henry.
All right, gentlemen.